إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا وقال وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, as I have mentioned many times before in my khutbas, in my sermons, Islam is a very balanced religion and it tells us to adopt the middle path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you into a middle nation. You're not a nation of extremes. You don't go to one extreme or the other extreme, but you take the middle path. And this is basically what a Muslim is supposed to be living. His life is supposed to be a balanced life. And the same thing applies to a person's iman. A person's iman is supposed to be between khawf and raja. Al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wa raja. Iman is between khawf and raja, which means it is between hope and fear. If a person adopts either extreme, if a person adopts the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, then he will be thinking, well, I have committed so many sins, Allah is not going to forgive me, and he is going to continue to commit sins and disobey Allah. Well, I may as well continue to disobey Allah because he's not going to forgive me anyway. And if a person adopts the extreme of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will adopt this attitude of, well, I can do whatever I like because Allah is going to forgive me anyway. So it is important to adopt the middle path of combining the hope and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wa raja'. Iman is between the hope and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what today's khutbah is about today. The importance of having khawf, the fear of Allah, and the understanding of what actually fear is. And the second thing is, what is raja, what is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then combining the two. Remember that as human beings, we have instincts. We have instinctive feelings within us. We have the instinct of fear, and we also have the instinct of greed. Whenever we see something scary, we become fearful, we become afraid, and that is a natural tendency. And whenever we see something that we like, we adopt an attitude of greed for that thing. We want that thing. And this is a natural tendency, it's a natural inclination that we all have. So those things are inbuilt into us anyway. That fear, that hope, that is instinctively in us anyway. But how do we mold that into our iman, and how do we put that into our iman? Now remember, when we fear any worldly thing, like I said, it's a natural tendency, and that is not something to be ashamed of. But the fear of that thing should be according to the level of the power that that person or that entity has. Okay, so we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah, it should supersede all fears, and the fear of worldly things should be limited to whatever that person has. And of course, we know that all worldly things are weak in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, when we say the words إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ in salat, which means O Allah, only you we worship, and only your help we seek. He says, وَمِن مَنَازِلِ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ مَنْزِلَةُ الْخَوْفِ. One of the things that we can derive from it is the fear of Allah. That when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the whole worship should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the assistance that is sought, it should be only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is part of that fear of Allah that we're supposed to have. He goes on to say, وَهِيَ مِنْ أَجَلِّ مَنَازِلِ الطَّرِيقِ وَأَنْفَعِهَا لِلْقَلْبِ وَهِيَ فَرْضٌ عَلَى كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ. To have that is the best way, or the highest station of getting the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is obligatory and incumbent upon everybody to have that attitude about Allah. That we only worship Allah and we only seek His help, and we don't worship or seek anybody else's assistance in this world. Ibn al-Qayyim says in another place, Al-Qalbu fi sayrihi ila Allah azza wa jal bi manzilati al-ta'ir. The heart in its traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a bird. The heart when it is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like the bird. Fal-mahabbatu ra'suh. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, is the head of that bird. Love is the head of that bird. وَالْخَوْفُ وَالْرَجَاءُ جَنَاحَاهُ. And the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hope are its two wings. The fear of Allah is one wing. The hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy is its other wing. فَمَتَى سَلِمَ الرَّأْسُ وَالْجَنَاحَانِ فَالطَّائِرُ جَيِّدُ الطَّيْرَانِ. When the head of the bird and the two wings are fine, they are in working order, then the bird flies beautifully. وَمَتَى قُطْيَ الرَّأْسِ مَاتَ الطَّائِفِ. Once the head is cut off, the bird dies. The head, like we said, it is love. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the head of everything. We have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And that head, when it's cut off, then of course the bird is dead. Hope and fear have no place after that. وَمَتَى فُقِدَ الْجَنَاحَانِ فَهُوَ عَرْضَةٌ لِكُلِّ صَائِدٍ وَكَاسِرٍ. And once the wings are broken, then every person, every hunter, can take that bird and grab it with one hand, and that bird has no means of flying. So, Ibn al-Qayyim basically has combined the hope and fear and muhabbah into one bird, and says that this is how a mu'min is supposed to be. And when we say the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should not be the fear of something scary. We use these words all the time, fear Allah, fear God. But the reality is that the fear should not be something that is the fear of something scary, or like a monster that is just about to attack us, or a thunderbolt that is going to just attack us once we commit a sin. That is not fear is about. That is not what fear is about. But the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fear of displeasing that Creator who is so merciful and loving towards us. That is so important to understand. It's just like a loving father who provides for his children, and those children continue to disobey him. How displeased is that father going to be? How hurt is that father going to be? So similarly should be our understanding of Allah, who loves us 70 times more than our mothers, according to a saying of the Prophet ﷺ. So this is that attitude that we're supposed to have. Can you please move forward? There are people coming at the back. If you have space in front, please fill that up so that people can come in. Also on this side, there are people sitting in the doorways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the attitude of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets. What was their attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now remember, the prophets were the best of the creation, the best of humans. They were role models for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them in the Quran. He says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to compete with each other, or they used to rush towards khairat, towards doing good things. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And they called upon us, رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, with رَغْبًا, with hope, and رَهَبًا, with fear. So this is the attitude of the best of the people, the best of the humans. So obviously, as lay persons, in comparison to the prophets, we should adopt that same attitude, because they were our role models and we should follow in their footsteps. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from different angles. The fear could be that the person is afraid that Allah will not accept his worship. And also, the fear could be that he could punish us either in this world or the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in Surah At-Tawbah, he says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Sorry, Surah Al-Mu'minun. Says they give what they give, and their hearts are fearful that they're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning they give in charity, and their hearts are fearful that they are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About this ayah, it is mentioned that Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet, she asked him, Ya Rasulullah, this ayah that you've recited, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. They give what they give, and their hearts are fearful. What does this mean? أَهُوَ الَّذِي يَزْنِي وَيَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرُ وَيَسْرِقُ. Is this ayah talking about that person who commits zina? He commits adultery. He drinks alcohol. He steals. That's why he is fearful of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded and said, لَا يَبْنَةَ الصِّدِّيقِ. No, O daughter of the Siddiq. وَلَكِنَّهُ الرَّجُلْ يَصُومُ وَيُصَلِّي وَيَتَصَدَّقُ وَيَخَافُ أَلَّا يُخْبَلَ مِنْ. No, O daughter of Siddiq, it is that person who prays, he fasts, he gives sadaqah, and he fears that it will not be accepted from him. So we should always ask Allah to accept our ibadat. It is not just a case of doing the ibadah, but it is getting that ibadah accepted, and this is also one aspect of fear. Hassan, Imam Hassan rahimahullah, he says, عَمِلُوا وَاللَّهِ بِالطَّاعَاتِ وَاجْتَهَدُوا فِيهَا وَخَافُوا أَن تُرَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ جَمَعَ إِحْسَانًا وَخَشْيَةً وَالْمُنَافِقْ جَمَعَ إِسَاءَةً وَأَمْنًا. He describes the pious people and said they did their good deeds, and they did, and they were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They strived hard, but yet at the same time they were afraid that those deeds would be sent back to them. They would be rejected from them. A mu'min, a true believer, is the one who combines ihsan, he does the good deed, and the khashya, and the fear that it might not be accepted. And a munafiq, a hypocrite, is the one. وَالْمُنَافِقُ جَمَعَ إِسَاءَةً وَأَمْنًا. He does bad deeds and he is still at ease. This is the sign of a hypocrite. He continues to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continues to spend his life in disobedience, and yet he is at ease. That yes, I have read La ilaha illallah, and that is sufficient for me. Just think about which group do we fit ourselves in. Do we continuously have that fear of Allah, or are we in this group of hypocrites who continue to disobey and are at ease that they basically have the ticket to paradise? This is something that we should think about. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something that is of something that is hidden from our eyes. We don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of the hellfire, the fear of the punishment, is something that is hidden from our eyes. We do not appreciate it because we cannot see it. So how do we increase that, the fear? It will only increase by increasing our knowledge. And this is another thing that we are lacking in. You know, we think that we have enough knowledge. We feel that whenever there is any kind of gathering going on, the scholars are coming and they're giving lectures, we do not need to participate in them. But the reality is that the more a person increases in knowledge, the more the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, and this is again the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is never committing any sin, he is always in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu anha says, ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قط مستجمعا ضاحكا حتى أرى منه لهواته. I've never seen the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام laughing to a point that I can see his back teeth. إنما كان يبتسم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, whenever he used to be happy, he used to smile. وكان إذا رأى غيما أو ريحا عرف ذلك في وجهه. Whenever he used to see any clouds or any wind, the worry used to be apparent on his face. فقلت يا رسول الله الناس إذا رأوا الغيم فرحوا رجاء أن يكون فيه المطر. Aisha radiallahu anha says that I said to him that I see the people, whenever they see the clouds, they become happy that it could be rain coming and they're going to get rainfall and their crops are going to be watered, but I see you that you become upset. وَأَرَاكَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ عَرَفْتُ فِي وَجْهِكَ الْكَرَاهِيَةِ. I see some kind of discomfort in your face. فَقَالَ يَا عَائِشَةَ مَا يُؤْمِنُنِي أَنْ يَكُونَ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ. What will put me at ease that there could be a punishment in that cloud coming? فَقَدْ عُذِّبَ قَوْمٌ بِالْرِيحِ. Many people have been punished by the wind. وَقَدْ رَأَى قَوْمٌ الْعَذَابِ فَقَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. The people of Aad, to whom Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, they saw a cloud coming on the horizon and they said, هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. This is our rain which is about to fall and we're going to get rainfall and our crops and our animals, they're going to be happy. But in that cloud, there was a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at how the Prophet, he's amongst the people and yet he is, you know, he has that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can imagine that this is the best of times. The best of times. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَلْنِي, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of times is my time. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. And just imagine, as time goes on, and we get closer to the last days, how much disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place, and yet we are at ease. And this is solely because of the fact that we lack the knowledge, the true knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, the true people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones who are the scholars, who have the true knowledge. And in another verse, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask them, O Prophet of Allah, are the people of knowledge and the people who do not have knowledge, can they be equal? They cannot be equal, because the person who has knowledge, he has an appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will worship accordingly. And the person who does not have knowledge, he will not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to his right. Going on to the other side, the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are supposed to have. We are supposed to combine the fear of Allah and we are supposed to have the hope in his mercy also. Remember that we should think about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah has distributed his mercy into 100 parts. And one of those parts has been distributed into his creation. One of those parts, it has been distributed into his creation. So the mother that has love for the child, the animal that has love for its young, the love and affection that we have for each other, for our relatives, for our parents, for our children, for our friends, that is part of that 1% of mercy that has been distributed amongst the creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved 99 parts of his mercy for the day of judgment. And that's when he will use that 99 parts. Just imagine how much mercy will be distributed on the Day of Judgment and how merciful He will be. So that is something to think about, and that tells us how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. I will just finish with a couple of hadiths. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he came to a person, and Anas radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dakhla ala shab wa huwa fil maut. A young person, a youth, he was about to pass away. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, kayfa tajiduk? Said to him, how do you find yourself? Meaning, what's your feeling right now? Qal arju Allah ya Rasulullah wa akhafu dhunubi. He said, I have hope in Allah, but I am fearful for my sins. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la yajtami'ani fi qalbi 'abdin fi mithli hadha al-mawtin illa a'tahu Allah ma yarju wa aminahu mimma yakhaf. Wa amanahu mimma yakhaf. He said, when these two things, these two qualities are in the heart of one person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him what he hopes for. Meaning, He gives him His mercy and He gives him peace, or saves him from that which he fears. So at the deathbed, the person, he is about to die, he had these qualities. He said, I'm fearful of my sins, but I hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet said, when these two qualities are together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will save him and He will forgive his sins. And the final hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ مَا دَعُوتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. يبن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي. Beautiful hadith Qudsi of that is related to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and you hope for me, I will continue to forgive whatever you've done, and I have no care. Wala ubali, I don't care. I will continue to forgive you. O son of Adam, even if your sins were to reach the level of the skies and then you were to ask for my forgiveness, I would forgive you and I don't care. Yabna Adam, لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. O son of Adam, if you were to come to me with an earth full of sins, you were to come to me with an earth full of sins, and you were not committing shirk with me, you were not associating partners with me, I would meet you with an earth full of maghfirah, with an earth full of forgiveness. And this is basically this beautiful hadith, the hadith Qudsi, that is related to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, relating a saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what hadith Qudsi means. So basically what it boils down to is the combination of hope and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are supposed to instill into us. The fear of Allah, the fear of displeasing Him, the fear that our a'mal will not be accepted, and also at the same time having the hope in His mercy, and combining the two and leading our lives accordingly. This is what true iman is about. This is true what faith is about. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said.